What? I heard what you said. It was a rhetorical question. I mean, why did you say it? So they did teach you about them in school, didn't they? Oh, good, good. Okay, you're not as dumb as shit like my brother. So I know you had the same English teacher. Well, oh, he is dumb as shit. I mean, look at the girl he's dating. Yeah, so why did you say it? That's your seventh bourbon and coke. Are you counting for me? Did I ask you to? Oh, he asked you to. So you're supposed to be babysitting me, are you? Okay, sorry. Let's just go back to the beginning. You have this party, which you said was going to be a massive night out. Okay. I actually cancelled plans to be here. A fight breaks out. The police are called. Everyone loses their shit. Okay. My brother's gone off to find his girlfriend because she's in tears because all of a sudden she's not in the centre of attention. And I'm the only one who's held it together tonight. And you're told to watch me. Now, it is my seventh bourbon and coke. What the fuck am I supposed to do? I'm bored. I can't even play music. I'm just waiting for my brother to come back with his dumbass girlfriend so we can go home. Right, there we go. That's my eighth bourbon and coke. What are you going to do about it? Now, you're not fucking telling me what to do. No. No. Okay, I'm in second year uni. Okay, I did really well at school. I have travelled independently. I think I can look after myself. I don't need you to tell me what to do. No, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm getting out of here. No, no, fuck. Put me down. Put me the fuck down. Let go of me, you cunt. Fuck. Okay, could you please let go of me? Or what? No, there's no consequences. There's no consequences because I asked, I told you to let go of me. I asked you nicely. I didn't even have to ask you nicely. I want you to let go of me. Or what? No. There are no consequences because I don't think you should be motivated by a consequence. You should let go of me because I asked you to. What, or you think that I'm scared if my brother and his girlfriend walk in? No, I'm not. Are you? I don't like her. Really? Now, to say that I don't like her would be a significant understatement. I loathe her. I loathe every fibre of her being. I hate the way she manipulates my brother. I hate the way she cries when she doesn't get her own way. I hate the way everything has to be about her. I hate how she's changed my brother. She's been going through a hard time the whole year she's been going out with him. When the fuck is it going to end? You don't like her either.
Why didn't you say so?
Yeah? Listen. Can you let go of me? What if you don't want to? What if I want you to? No, there's no consequence. I just want you to let go of me. So is this what you call looking after your best friend's younger sister? Really? What's that? You don't want my brother and his girlfriend to walk in now? Really? No, I don't give a fuck. I don't need his permission to suck your cock. And besides, his girlfriend could learn a trick or two from me, don't you reckon? I know she can't suck dick for shit. I heard my brother tell you. Yep, I've heard a few things that you used to have said. If only my mother heard, she'd be so ashamed of her golden boy saying such shit. Okay, I can take it. Can I have some more bourbon and coke? Do I have your permission for that? Oh, no, that's a rhetorical question. You remember what that is, don't you? Okay, sweetie. I'm going to get on the floor now. I'm going to get on all fours. And I want you to fuck me like a bitch. Okay, like the bitch that you have been thinking that I am all this time. That's it. Yep. Yes. I can take it. Okay, that's not hard enough. I don't want you to fuck me like a kitten. I want you to fuck me like a bitch. That's it, yes, that's it. That's it, baby. That's it. Remember, this is your best friend's sister. Fuck me like you hate me. So it seems like my brother's not back yet. Were you expecting him to walk in? Nah, he won't be back for a while. Honestly, this wouldn't keep happening if he didn't keep chasing after every time she ran away. She's a piece of work, that one. But you're okay. It's funny. Because you annoyed the shit out of me for so many years, and I know the feeling was mutual. I'm starting to like you now. Maybe I always did. and I was just masking it because I knew that my brother wouldn't like it. No, we don't need his permission to do this. It is if you want to do it again. No, that's cool. I'm actually glad that all this happened tonight. Because this, we probably wouldn't have ended up doing this, would we? I guess, yeah. I don't know. Let's see how it goes.